Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you. If you are new, welcome to the PeopleStack podcast. If you've been a long listener, thank you. But welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for tech managers, and it is my mission to change the world, one tech manager at a time. Every single life that we have the privilege of playing a small part in changing, every tech manager's life that we help to change, we are changing the world because we are helping those tech managers to build their dreams. The topic of the week is the only way to go is up. We hear this a lot to the clients who reach out to us for help, to the clients who we do help, where it's, I ask people this a lot. And if you've spoken with me, you've probably heard me ask this to you, at least in some form. What's your why? What's your motivation? Because building your dream career ain't easy. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. So what is your motivation? What is the thing that keeps you going, even though it's hard? And even though for everyone it's slightly different, it takes on slightly different flavors, and a lot of people have multiple whys, at least one of the whys, one of the patterns that we hear over and over and over again is, I want to get to the next level. I want to do more. I want to add more value. I want to rise up in the technical leadership career ladder. And then when I ask another why is that so important to you? I love it, right? Why do you want to level up? Because that's the only way to go. It's like what we hear time and time again, and I can feel this, and I'm like this too. Rob is like this too, where we're just so driven to take the PeopleStack to the next level. Me as CEO, him as COO. And we hear this time and time again from our clients too, where it's, I want to do it because that's it for me. Like, there is no, settling is not an option. And staying stuck and staying where I am is not an option either. The only way to go is up. And if I'm not moving up, I feel like I'm failing because I set this goal for myself. I've set this goal to become a director, to become a VP, become CTO, to start my own business, to earn 200, 300 plus, 400, 500, $1 million a year. I've set this goal for myself to have a multi-million dollar bank account, to save for my kids' college, to save for retirement. And the vehicle that I'm going to use to earn that money is my career. The only way to go is up. There are no other options. And that's what we're going to be talking about this week. And the story, the metaphor, the gift of a metaphor that I want to give you. And I wish I could say that I came up with this one myself, but as is with most of the metaphors and most of the really cool insights and ways of looking at up-leveling careers, we get this from our clients. And so the metaphor that I want to share on this episode is how up-leveling in your tech career is a lot like rock climbing. And even if you've never been rock climbing, you will be able to relate to this. I promise you. And if you have, you're going to relate to it on to your career on a whole new level. So we have a client who started working with us recently, and he's a rock climber. He does bouldering. He does free soloing. He does rock climbing with the harnesses. I don't know all the technical terms, but that's one of the things that he does in his free time. And the way that he described it was essentially up-level. What this next phase in his career, the way that he said it feels like, you know, because he's just starting working with us, and it's new for him, but he's on this path now officially toward building his dream career. And he said, this is what it feels like. He's like, when you're bouldering, when you're rock climbing, you find that anchor point and you're there, right? And if you just kind of want to keep moving up a little bit, it's easy because you can see the anchor points. But the part that really pushes you is when you're hanging on over here and that next anchor point, in order to move up, is around the corner and you have to do it blind. You have to do it blind. You have to do it based on your senses, based on your feel, based on your confidence, based on your strength. You don't see that anchor point around the corner there, but you know it's there because you can feel it and you know you have the strength to do it. It's like it's a blind leap to that next anchor point if you want to get to the top of that mountain. And he said that's what it feels like. And he doesn't want to risk it. He doesn't want to just do it blind. That's why he decided to work with experts. That's why he decided to work with the People Stack, with me and Rob and the rest of the People Stack team, was because he knows that it's going to be taking a leap of faith. Absolutely. Even with experts, we can't do it for you, but we can train you for it. We can be your eyes, your ears, your GPS. We can help you build that strength. So when the time comes to make that blind stretch over to that anchor point that you can't see yet, but you can feel and you know you have the strength to go and do it, that's where the training comes in. And that is, for a lot of you, what you're feeling right now. You're going up the mountain. This is my imitation of going up a mountain, right? I've been rock climbing all of like 2 or 3 times. I can say I've done it though. Really, really fun. Just haven't had a chance to do it again. Definitely want to. But that's what it feels like. It's like you're just going up the mountain and it's like, I got this. Anchor point, anchor point, anchor point. This is easy. This is easy. And you know that you're getting comfortable. And you know that you've conquered those mountains before. And you're starting to get apathetic. It's starting to not feel hard anymore. You're losing your motivation. And you know that in order to get to that next level, it's going to mean taking a blind leap to that next anchor point. That's the only way to go up. It's not to keep doing what you've been doing. It's to take that leap of faith. And that's what it could feel like. And look, you got 2 options when you make that decision. You can do it on your own or you can get expert help. And it's the question of which one would you rather do? Would you rather take that leap of faith over to that blind anchor point without any training, without any sense of this is what it's going to feel like, without hearing the stories of others who have done it, without having people, experts, to coach you through it so that you can work through any of the mental chatter, any of the emotional weight, any of those beliefs that are going to keep you from doing it, so that you can have the strategies in order to do it. It's the same thing in upgrading your career. You can do it blind, throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, taking advice from your friends who are well-meaning but who are not experts, reading book after book after book and wondering how to apply that information. You can keep doing that and do it blind. Or you can work with experts who can give you the training, the strategies, the systems, who can be your eyes and your ears and your GPS. We talk about ourselves as the GPS all the time. We don't do the driving for you, right? Like, that's a really key distinction. So we'll stick a pin on the GPS metaphor just for a moment. But one of the reasons why I think people sometimes get stuck in wondering, like, how can help help, right? Well, how can a career coach help me? Is that you forget that we're not doing the work for you. And trust me, this is really, really common, right? To think that hiring a coach, whether it's a career coach or a health coach or a life coach or a relationship coach, that you may be stuck in, I don't understand how someone can do this, help me make this transformation. Like, I don't get it. And I can absolutely appreciate that, because if you haven't worked with a coach before and you haven't had a coach help you towards transformation before, it's new. So the newness of it can feel a little bit uncertain. But here's the thing. You're forgetting that we're here to help you do it. You do the thing. You're the one who's climbing that ledge. You're the one who's having the conversations to upgrade your career. You're the one who's interviewing. You're the one who's talking to your boss. You're the one who's negotiating for that higher paycheck. Not us. We're not doing the work for you. That would be doing you a disservice. What we are doing is we are empowering you to do that even better and to show up even better. The same way, by the way, that you do for your team. You're not there to do the work for your team. You're there to coach them. You're there to guide them. You're there to lead them. It's the same thing with a coach. So we're the GPS. We don't do the driving for you. We don't upgrade your career for you. You do the work. We give you the map. We tell you where the traffic's going to be. In other words, we give you the steps to transforming your career. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. And we make it as custom tailored as possible, because your career upgrading journey is going to look very different than the virtual person sitting next to you. We give you those strategies, we give you those systems, and we give you that support along the way, because the best strategy, the best systems in the world, and I believe that we have those here at the People Stack, at least in terms of the strategies that are going to help technical managers, committed, resourceful, decisive, coachable technical managers to help upgrade your careers. That's our niche. So if that's you, I believe that we have the best systems in the world to do that. But even the best systems in the world are going to be absolutely useless. They're going to fail if you don't do the work, if you don't keep your head in the game, if you don't stay motivated. That's the number one reason why so many people fail. It's not because they don't have the systems. It's because you quit, because it's too hard. We're there to make sure that you don't. We're there to make sure that you see every single obstacle as an opportunity, every single challenge as the exact reason why you need to conquer that challenge so that you can move forward in your career. And the challenges, they're 100% guaranteed. And so many people see the challenges as the reason why to quit, as the reason why they can't do it, as a reason why it's not hard. We're here to show you that the obstacle is the way to quote the title of a pretty good book. So we're that GPS for you. That's the benefit of it. So, but make no mistake about it. The only way to go from here in your career is up. And the only way to go up is to take that blind leap to that next anchor point. You're journeying into the unknown. You're journeying into uncertainty. You're journeying into that which you have not done before. And that takes an internal confidence, an internal consistency, an internal certainty that most people don't have. And that's why they just keep doing what they've been doing and stay in their certainty cocoon. I don't want you to stay in your certainty cocoon. I want you to break free from that and fly, my friends, fly. But it does mean taking that leap of faith. And it does mean if you don't want to do it with a ton of risk and play craps with your career, if you don't want to do it that way, it means working with an expert. And so that's what this is all about, folks. A lot of people wonder if I can do it. I hear Jen, I hear other people, stack clients talking about, and I hear their stories about how they've been able, and I see their stories and I see the wins that Jen is sharing, the amazing transformations that our clients have been able to make. I see those, but I wonder if I can do it. You're wondering, will this work for me? Will it work for me? Can I really be the next PeopleStack testimonial? Can I really transform my tech career? Just like all the other clients that Jen talks about. Will this work for me? And my honest answer, hand on my heart, will it work for you? I don't know. First of all, because I don't know you. That's obvious, right? But second of all, I don't want to pretend that I know nothing about you, because I know that you're listening to this. And so if you're listening to this, I know that you're committed to upgrading your technical career and building your dream career. Even with that commitment, I still don't know, because even with the best strategies and the proven systems that we have, the world-class support that we have, it comes down to you. It comes down to you, not us. It's up to you. It's up to you to decide, and you can decide this right now if you're willing to, right now if you choose to. You can choose that right now. You are absolutely committed to becoming the best technical leader possible. You are absolutely committed to continually upgrading your excellence as a technical leader. You are absolutely, without a doubt, no matter what, committed to evangelizing your excellence. And you are absolutely, positively, without a doubt, committed to building your identity as a world-class, badass, authentic servant leader. You can decide that right now. And then show up accordingly. The decision comes first, and then you take action. It's up to you. Leadership starts with you. It's not about what letters you have after your name. It's not how many years of experience you have. It's not how many certifications you've done. It's not even how much you've won or lost up until this point. It's what's inside of you right now that counts. It's the potential. It's that untapped potential that you're willing to tap into, that we can help call forth. You can keep letting that untapped potential stay dormant and never call it forth and retire wondering, is this it? Retire as a manager making $150,000 a year, worried about your budget. You can choose to do that, or you can choose to unleash that potential. so that you can retire full of faith that your family is taken care of, full of joy that you did everything that you could to make the biggest possible impact that you could. And oh, I'm not done yet, because retirement's got a different meaning for me. And you can retire having a full bank account as well, which is a reflection of all that value that you've added. And you have way more. It's way more than just a safety net. You can enjoy unbridled amounts of freedom, and you don't have to wait until you retire for that. If you're committed to that, then it's time to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. Will this work for you? I don't know. The only way to find out is to talk to us. So on that call, we're going to talk about what's not working in your career right now. We're going to talk about how committed you really are to getting to that next level, to really taking that blind leap to that next anchor point, to building your dream career. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about what that dream is. We're going to talk about why you're motivated to build that dream, and we're going to talk about exactly what is that dream. You're going to get extreme clarity about that. And if we're 100% confident that right now is the time, that right now we can help you, then we're going to talk about what that looks like, and we'll go into all of the details. If we're not confident that right now is the time that we can help you, we're going to give you action steps. We're going to give you strategies so that you can get ready. We want you all to get ready to build your dream career. You can make that decision today to do it. And then you take action. You take inspired action. You take intelligent action. Yes, it's going to require a leap of faith. Why would you do that alone? Why wouldn't you do it with a team of world-class experts? That's who we are. Every single one of our clients is a technical manager. We live and breathe this stuff every single day. So book a call with us if that's what you're committed to doing, if you're committed to building your dream career. thepeoplestack.com/book. The only way to go is up, folks. And the only way to go up from here is to stretch the boundaries of what you've been doing before, is to do something different, is to feel around for that next anchor point and go for it. As long as you have the support, as long as you have the safety net in place, as long as you have the strength and the confidence, that's what it's going to take. And that's what I want for each and every one of you. That's it for the day, folks. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.